and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Last week, you heard the Travel Trio broadcasting from Ireland. And since we've had on top executives with several European low-cost carriers in recent weeks, La Compagnie and XL Airways, as well as Norwegian Air, they've all been on with us recently, Mary and I decided while we were over in Dublin that we should visit the headquarters of the European low-cost leader, Ryanair. For our showcase segment this hour, we'll be introducing you to Ryanair's CMO, Kenny Jacobs. But first, we need to share that today's program is made possible by friendlyplanet.com/travel.
That's right. So where's your next big international trip going to be? And would you like to save 25, 35, 50% or more? I bet everyone out there would. Well, special secret offers are available exclusively for members of our audience when you go to friendlyplanet.com/travel to sign up. Wherever your next international trip is going to take you, Friendly Planet has the perfect vacation to fit any budget or interest. Sign up for their special weekly email at friendlyplanet.com/travel or find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Kenny, nice to meet you here at Ryanair's headquarters. Welcome to Rudy Max's World with the Carries.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We really appreciate your time today. So Ryanair was created by the Ryan family in Ireland in 1985. I think back then you just flew London Gatwick. I think that was the...
Yeah, that was the first route.
That was the first route. So 32 years later, you got 1,800 flights. You offer service to 34 different countries. Just found another one today. You've got a fleet of 350 to 400 Boeing 737 aircraft. What, in your opinion, is the secret to Ryanair's success?
The secret is focus. Focus on keeping costs down, keeping it really, really simple as a business model, and that keeping the cost down means that the fares are cheapest. Our average fare this year across the network in Europe is about 40 euros. So we have the cheapest fares in Europe by some distance. And I think that is the one thing that everyone in Europe would say at Ryanair is always the cheapest, and it's that single-minded focus I think has allowed us to become the number one airline in Europe.
All right, so focus. I like that. You know, a few weeks ago we had on an executive from Norwegian Air, and they were talking to us about the partnership that you're creating, which would be of particular interest to folks listening today back in the U.S. or Canada. Talk about that a little bit for us.
So we are looking to partner with Norwegian and a group of other airlines where we would feed their long-haul operations. We're not going to do long-haul ourselves. We are very much focused on point-to-point within Europe. But we're going to do two things differently this year. We're going to allow you to connect within the Ryanair network. So you can fly from A to B and B to C, which will allow you to kind of self-connect on the Ryanair network. That you can already do in the States, but that's a big deal for a low-cost airline. In Europe. The second thing we're going to do is feed the long-haul operations of people like Norwegian at Gatwick, where they have a big long-haul operation out of Gatwick. We're also going to do the same with Aer Lingus in Dublin, where we have 90 European cities into Dublin. Aer Lingus have a great long-haul product where you can do US customs pre-clearance in Dublin, so a lot of business people already fly into Dublin to use that. We'll now be partnering with them and doing the same thing. So this is a big initiative for us, and it shows you that, you know, we're changing, we're evolving, but we're always keeping the focus on cost and low fares.
Kenny, over the past several weeks, Robert and I have spoken with top executives at the French low-cost carrier La Compagnie and XL Airways, as well as Norwegian Air. There are certainly other low-cost air companies in Europe. There's WOW Airlines, there's EasyJet, Air Berlin, several others. What do you think about all of that in terms of competition? Do you think the competition is good for the industry?
All competition is good for the industry. Mm-hmm. There should be more competition amongst airlines. There should be more competition amongst airports. Europe has still some way to go. If you contrast Europe with the US market, the big five airlines in the US have about 90% of the flights within the US. The big five airlines here in Europe have about 50%. I think in the coming 5 years, we and everybody is expecting a shakeup that will kind of lead to some consolidation and probably some airlines will go out of business. But 2017 is a big year for low-cost airlines. This is the first year in European history where low-cost airlines for flying within Europe have over 50%. So low-cost is now the dominant player when it comes to short-haul flying in Europe. And if you look who's adding capacity, you know, we have 400 aircraft today, but we've got another 300 Boeing aircraft coming into our fleet in the next 7 years. So that's going to give us, you know, the biggest fleet, and we'll grow Ryanair to over 200 million passengers in 2024.
So with numbers like that, you certainly see potential for increased capacity.
Yeah, we'll keep adding capacity.
Right.
There's probably too much capacity being added in the market. Now, that means since fares are cheap for customers, that, you know, capacity together with cheap fuel means that there's never been a better time to book flights with anyone in Europe, particularly with Ryanair. And we expect that to continue. But our view is, look, we'll keep just filling our planes, winning market share, and what you'll see is low cost continuing to win. And some of the legacy guys who've got a business, some of them will focus more on long haul.
Right. Okay. If you're just joining us, Robert and I are speaking with Kenny Jacobs, the Chief Marketing Officer for Ryanair. Kenny, low-cost carrier can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about your business model, obviously low-cost being at the top. What else are you doing for consumers?
Well, we're changing the offer we have quite a bit. I think 4 years ago, everyone would have said Ryanair is really, really cheap, but it's not so cheerful. I think over the past 3 years, as we've launched our Always Getting Better program, we've become nice enough to customers. We we're not aspiring for brand love. We're not trying to do a Southwest.
And that's okay if the average price is 40 euros.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's a commodity product. When you're going from Dublin to Barcelona, what you want is the cheapest fare. You want the flight to be on time and you want your bags not to be lost. And that's what we do better than anybody else.
All right, so let's talk about Brexit. I mean, clearly it's official. It's unfolding as we speak right now. What's Ryanair's position on Brexit, and how do you expect this going to impact your business going forward?
Well, our position on Brexit is we hoped that the British decided not to leave Europe, but now they're leaving Europe. That's unfortunate. Our view now is that we need to see open skies, which is the way that you can fly between Europe and the US, but also within Europe, maintained. Theresa May has written her letter, her famous letter to Europe, saying, okay, we're going to leave, but it doesn't mention open skies. So we now don't have a solution. We have the Brits are being saying it's all going to be fine. You then go to Brussels and you hear them in Brussels, Paris and Berlin saying, no, it's not. This is going to be an ugly divorce. And it's going to be an ugly divorce. What we're saying is, you know, don't impact and damage consumers along the way. Now, there's a distinct possibility that once the Brits leave Europe, that it won't be straightforward to fly between Britain and Europe. And that's something that we're keen to avoid. So we're pushing and we're calling on the British government and also on Brussels that people keep rational heads and that they put open skies on the top of the negotiating agenda. So basically, people can continue to fly between Europe and the UK once the UK has left
Europe.
Yeah,
it's going to be something very interesting to see unfold in the coming months. There's no question about it. Business class. You know, I saw something that about 25% of your passengers are business customers. And, you know, I really want to know, you know, how much of that do you see? How important is that to your business? Clearly, 25% is a big part of it. But are you looking to draw more business customers? Are you doing anything specific for the business class customer?
Yeah, we kind of had an accidental share of business customers a few years back. But what we've done in the past 3 years is we've added a business fare type, which is a flexible ticket for business people traveling. And that's really given us an extra boost in terms of the percentage of business people who fly Ryanair. The second biggest thing that we've done is that we've added a lot more primary airports. You know, if you were talking to Ryanair 5 years ago, we would have said we have a big list of airports that we'll never fly to in Europe because they're big, primary, expensive airports. But, you know, in that intervening three-year period, we've added Frankfurt am Main, we've added Schiphol, we've added Hamburg, a lot of Gatwick, a lot of big European airports. So now the only airport we're not going to fly to is Heathrow. But a combination of those primary airports, a great reliability, the lowest fares, but also having a product for the business travelers has meant that we've grown that business percentage to about 30%, and we see that growing in the future years.
You do see that growing. That's okay. Good to know.
So Ryanair's mobile app, I want to give you the opportunity to talk to our listeners about that. Ranked number one in Europe. What do you have to say about that mobile app?
It's great. I mean, I remember, we have a very outspoken CEO. I remember my first argument the first week in the job was why we need a mobile app. And now we have 19 million people using our mobile app. It's got a 5-star rating in both the iTunes and Android stores, and some of our most frequent customers we never see in the website. We only see them on the Ryanair app, booking flights and using the digital boarding pass and also buying ancillary products. So it's the way a lot of customers just want to travel and want to work with their airline.
And can Americans book with US dollars?
Absolutely. We saw an interesting trend about 2 years ago where we saw, wow, look at all these visits coming from the States. So hence we set up an American US dollar priced website. And if you take last year, we carried 120 million people, but 1.5 million of those were US citizens. And this year we'll carry 130 million, and I'd expect over 2 million will be US citizens. Americans will come to Europe. They'll use Ryanair to get around Europe. When the dollar is strong, that's good for Americans coming to Europe. And I think, you know, you now have an American economy that looks like, for some reason, it's in good shape. I don't think that's down to Donald's. It's probably as much down to Barack.
No, it's a believe me, I can tell you right now, and the Americans know that Europe is on sale for all of us. That's why we're all over here. Yeah. All right, so, and that's a good way to segue to our last question. We've got a little less than a minute left in the interview. You know, last summer I saw you carried over 1 million U.S. customers, and I have the list here of the top five states: California, New York, Florida, Illinois, and Texas, in that order. You know, we frequently talk about, you know, how inexpensive Europe is right now. Mary, Rudy, and I do that all the time because of the favorable exchange rates. You know, what are you projecting for American passengers in 2017 going forward?
Oh, we'd be seeing over 2 million Americans. Over 2 million travel with Ryanair this year, just within Europe, once we start doing then connecting flights.
And where are they coming to most?
Where they're coming to most is Barcelona, Dublin, London, Scotland, and then in Italy will be Rome and Sicily.
And then connecting from there. Yep. There we go. All right. Well, there's the end of our interview. So, all right, Kenny, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate the day. Appreciate your hospitality.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right, folks, one reminder. If you haven't done so already, please do connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we're just getting started. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. Segment 3 is next. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.